following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
VanWee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the VanWee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the VanWee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam VanWee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock on this beautiful Father's Day weekend. This is the VanWee Financial Hour. I'm Steve VanWee.
And I'm Adam VanWee.
And I'm Megan Todd.
Ooh, an unfamiliar voice to some of you. Not to us, but to some of you. Megan is our intern at the office for the summer for the second time. And she is learning a bit about the business, about to graduate from college, right?
Yes.
Semester time?
Yes, sir.
Wonderful.
And headed off to grad school.
Yep. Get an MBA. The nice thing about MBAs, things like that, once you get it, they can't take it away from you.
That is true, and I have to say that Megan is one of those millennials that kind of makes you rethink that maybe they're not all so bad and the future might be okay.
That's right, and we have the rare opportunity today to have, shall we say, the Social Security generation. What are you, Gen X over there?
I'm X, yeah.
And the millennials, so you've got a very broad range of opinion. The viewpoints that we have are a little bit different. And earlier, we had Megan write up a kind of a view of long-term investing from a millennial standpoint. We'll talk about that a little later on. But first, I want to welcome everybody and remind you that all financial shows are not created equal. This one has a couple of unique features. We're live, have been live every week since we started the show, intend to be live every week. A little aside there, Adam's on vacation next week, so we will have Mitch Davis, our attorney friend, in. So get your legal questions together because, hey, free lawyer. Why not? So remember that for next week. We'll have the lawyer in. Estate planning questions are not limited. He can answer questions about any aspect of the law. So that'll be kind of fun.
It's not often you get a free lawyer.
Nope.
Or even those two words in the same sentence.
No. If usually when you get free lawyer in the same sentence, he's getting out of jail. Oh, but that's, I digress again. Anyway, the lines are always open on the show. As you know, 904-222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Callers always go immediately to the head of the line. So get your questions together and give us a call, and we'll talk about what you want to talk about instead of just what the host wants to talk about. So having a live show, as Howard and Angela were saying a few minutes ago, it's kind of a novelty, and especially so in an environment like this about finances. Nothing worse than old financial news, in my opinion. Although I felt this week like we got a lot of it.
What, old financial news?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not a great week. The markets all dropped between 1% and 2%. And it was, much of it was on the speculation about the Brexit, which is what the news services are calling the vote over Britain's exit from the EU, or potential exit, I should say. Personally, I don't think that this event will have the magnitude of effect on our markets that the markets seem to be pricing in right now, but you just never know. A lot of it is, the reason I feel that way is that I think as soon as it would happen, if it were to happen, they would immediately turn around and cut trade agreements with the rest of the countries in the EU or with the EU itself. And that's the biggest fear, I think, on most people's minds is the trade and what it would do to the economy in Britain.
Trade is very nominal compared to national sovereignty, in my conservative opinion.
They also need to figure out what would happen with the passport situation and the free travel between the countries as they have it right now.
Which was the only good reason the EU had for forming itself in the first place. They never should have done the currency.
That's true. And
Great Britain
never did.
Yeah, they never did it.
They've always kept the pound. The only way that it really would have a huge effect, in my opinion, is if that was the first domino to fall, and then we might, if we saw Germany or something like that exit the EU, then I think you'd start to see it collapse.
You will. So, it'll fall apart. It has to fall apart. Anything that's unsustainable will stop.
That is true. The campaigning for the Brexit was actually halted on Thursday when a lone gunman killed Joe Cox, a member of their parliament, without any apparent motive outside of the Brexit vote. So it was a really tragic event, and they stopped all campaigning for the Brexit, and the vote will still take place next Thursday, but right now, they, in a move of show of solidarity, they decided to stop the campaigning for a few days, which I think was the right thing to do.
It was definitely the right thing to do.
Really a sad series of events over there. The other big news of the week was that the Fed punted again, pushing off another rate hike till later this year, potentially. After the pretty horrendous jobs report a few weeks ago, that was kind of a foregone conclusion.
Exactly.
Despite that news, the market at first reacted favorably on Wednesday by maintaining some gains, but right into the close, it started to sell off and ended up down, which was kind of unexpected. The Fed then basically came out and said that they may just hike one more time this year and then hold for 2 years, which is a pretty dovish stance. So I would think that the markets would look at that favorably, but the rest of the week didn't really reflect that.
Well, I think you're seeing kind of overtones all week, too, of the events in Orlando. And I do think that even impacted the Fed decision. Markets don't like uncertainty, and this had the aura of uncertainty all over it, you know, terrorist attack or a whatever. I don't think it was a good way to start a week.
No, well, of course it wasn't.
And I don't mean any personal stuff by that. Of course it was a horrible way, but I mean, for the financial markets, I think that level of uncertainty, if they'd added a rate hike to it, probably would not have been a very good idea.
The thing with those types of events is that their impact on the market is typically very, very short term. So even if the market going down this week was a result of that, you should see that turn around even as early as next week.
But their impact, however, on the Smith & Wesson Company was rather substantial.
Yeah, their stock shot up this week. So. The economic data was pretty mixed overall, but a lot of the important data this week was actually pretty positive. Most of the data tied to inflation came in really strong, showing that inflation is actually alive and well, despite what the government's been telling us.
Yay!
Import prices, PPE, CPI, and retail sales all beat expectations, which are all tied to inflation. So,
especially that producer number.
Yeah.
We haven't seen one like that for a while. Yeah. But partly because of the dollar, too. Dollar's getting weaker.
That is true. Then that benefits our manufacturing sector greatly.
Which has been the slow sector for the last few months.
Yeah, but it also...
This is all a good thing.
Also represents a pretty small portion of our economy at this point.
It does, but we got to get Caterpillar moving again.
Housing data, including the mortgage applications, NAHB housing index, and housing starts all beat expectations, while building permits came in slightly below expectations. Small business optimism, Empire Manufacturing, and the Philly Fed also beat, while industrial production and business inventories missed. Both initial claims and continuing jobless claims missed their numbers, but not by a very wide margin. Wouldn't read much into that. Next week is pretty quiet, so expect more volatility due to the Brexit vote rather than from economic data, barring any huge surprises, of course. Commodities had a little bit of a wild week, and nowhere was that more evident than in oil. The price of oil dropped dramatically all week until Friday, when it suddenly rebounded over 4% to end the week, just about where it started. Gold spiked midweek, but then dropped back on Thursday, and then finished the week by climbing almost 2%. Silver kind of followed a similar pattern, but closed the week up just a little over 2%. So all in all, not a bad week for commodities.
No, in fact, not a bad year for commodities.
No, pretty strong so far.
I've got the gold and silver numbers right here. Gold's up 14 on the year. Silver's up 15 on the year as the dollar is starting to erode. All right, we're going to have to take a break. Our first one, I have a trivia question sponsored by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. This relates to a topic I'm going to be talking about if we get time today, otherwise over the next couple of shows. In the last 50 years, how many years have we increased life expectancy for the average American? And I'll take, there's a different number for men and women, and I want the average, but all that does is take it up or down 1 year. So you've got three chances. So in 50 years, how many years have we increased life expectancy? And I'll tell you how important that is and why it's important when I start talking about things like Social Security after the break. All right, we're going to have to take a little break. Don't go anywhere. We have a whole bunch of things to talk about, and a lot of them are really interesting, and we'll hear what Megan has to think and say. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. 800-298-5783. That's 800-298-5783.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. 800-738-1912. That's 800-738-1912.
The following message is paid for by Dr. Michael Herman. While deployed, our servicemen and women put their lives on the line to protect our freedoms. They miss their families and the lifestyle we take for granted every day. St. Michael Soldiers is dedicated to ensuring that their sacrifices are recognized by providing home sweet home boxes for our troops. These highly requested items include a variety of things such as snacks, powdered drinks, DVDs, books, and toiletries. St. Michael Soldiers is a local nonprofit that not only provides much-needed items for our troops in the field, they support our wounded soldiers with small services like running errands and arranging transportation to and from treatment and therapy. St. Michael Soldiers believes a little entertainment is good medicine for our troops as well. They offer opportunities for concerts and sports venues, and in many cases, backstage passes and meet and greets are included. These are just a few of the ways that St. Michael Soldiers says thank you to our military. To find out the many ways you can help, please visit stmichaelsoldiers.org. That's stmichaelsoldiers.org.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Megan Todd.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, Megan is our intern working at the office for the second summer. About to graduate from college and go right on immediately to an MBA, and she's learning a little bit about things financial, and we'll be talking about that in the next segment. Right now, I'll remind everybody that lines are open, 222-TALK, that's 222-8255, area code 904. Callers always go to the head of the line, so get some questions together, give us a call. A little something that I would like to call, see something, say something. There is a cottage industry out there about writing stupid stuff on the internet and getting it into as many mailboxes as humanly possible. And when I read these things and see the impact on people, I go nuts.
It's what we call clickbait on the internet. It has headlines that are so outlandish and intriguing that you almost can't help but click on it, and that therefore you drive traffic to their website and potentially
selling, but
yeah, they're selling something.
This one, this week, it came out. The end of Social Security, parentheses, leaked evidence stumps Obama, stuns retirees. So, apparently Social Security is not going to wind down, reduce benefits or anything. It's just going to stop in the year. Now, sit down. Oh, you are? Okay. In the year 2016.
That's this year.
Hmm. Which I guess would figure since I took it.
Yeah.
That's probably going to break the system, just what I did, right?
Yeah, enjoy it while it lasted, I guess.
No kidding. This is the kind of thing that these people should be put in a room somewhere with no electricity and locked up for the rest of their lives, because people read this stuff, and Social Security recipients are absolutely dependent, many of them, on that, and it's not going broke this year, people. It is not.
It is going broke, but it's a long ways off from actually being broke.
And there's plenty of time to fix it, too, and I'll talk about that later. Anyway, I got down to a certain part, and I understood right away. Whenever you run across the name James Dale Davidson, economist, who was actually invited to shake a president's hand once.
Wow.
Yeah. He claims that it will be done. But there's good news, people. You can save yourself. All you got to do is flip over to page 2 and read about the 50% stock market collapse that's looming. The real estate will plummet by 40%. Savings accounts will lose 30%, which is really difficult.
That is.
And unemployment will triple this year, but you can save yourself if you just sign up for his newsletter.
I told you he was selling something.
There are two names I want you all to remember. James Davidson and Porter Stansberry. When you see a headline that you don't like, scan it and look for one of those two names. And if you see it, push your spam button and never go back.
Yeah, and the Stansberry articles show up on Yahoo Finance a lot. If you look by the headline, you'll see the little sponsored tag.
Yep.
Whenever you see the sponsored tag, that means it's just an advertisement. It's not something that Yahoo is putting out there as their own content. Someone paid to be there. Don't click it. It's just ridiculous.
Stansberry Research. Oh, my God. You know, people, I don't want to say Americans are gullible, but especially older people on a fixed income, they have a genuine fear of what's going on, and I don't blame them a bit. We don't need to roil it up anymore, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, and most of those guys have correctly predicted about 50 of the last two recessions. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's one of his credits. He predicted the stock market collapse of 1999 and 2007. But what they didn't say was he also predicted the collapse of 03, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16.
If you say it every year, you're bound to be right once in a while.
Blind pig finds an acorn, too, right? All right. Well, that's enough. I had to get that off my chest. So, all right, Adam, you want to say a few words about who we are before we do anything else?
Yeah, we in our day jobs, we're actually financial planners. We're certified financial planners, I should say. And we're out.
He can say that now.
I can now. And we're out in Jacksonville Beach. We're right off the Marsh Landing Parkway exit from Butler Boulevard, which makes us very accessible from all points in Jacksonville. And we're also online at www.vanweefinancial.com. We do a blog on there. We add lots of new content every week, at least twice a week. So check back often to see what we're talking about. And you can, if you miss a show, hopefully you don't, but if you do, you can get our podcast right on our website or on iTunes or SoundCloud.com. And we're also on Facebook, if you're into that, facebook.com/VanWeFinancial or Twitter at VanWeFinancial.
Okay. And those initial consultations that we offer for everybody on the website, on the show, whatever, always free, no obligation. I promise you, you'll walk out knowing more than you knew when you walked in. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. You want to do something here?
Yep.
For a few minutes?
We got a few listener questions emailed in over the last few weeks, so I thought I'd take this time to kind of address some of them.
Wonderful idea, and everybody should remember that. You can email us any question you want if you're afraid to go on air, which you shouldn't be because we don't bite much.
Yeah, but some people aren't comfortable calling into radio shows, and that's fine. So we also take questions at info@vanweefinancial.com, so just email us. The first email was from a lady named Brenda, and Brenda wanted to know if she could refinance her house or take money from her retirement account to pay off her debt. So it was kind of an either or. Should I draw the money out of my IRA in order to pay off this debt that she had accrued, or should she just refinance her house and consolidate everything into one larger mortgage? And so it's a complicated question, but it's actually a very good one. And I think a lot of people go through this analysis when they're considering, should I take any debt into retirement? And a lot of people are scared to do that, but it's not always the worst thing that you can do, especially when it's something like a mortgage where it's at a very low rate and a reasonable payment.
There's what I call good debt and bad debt. A low interest mortgage is a good debt. All right. We have to interrupt because, as we always promise, callers are first. And Jane is on the line. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Absolutely wonderful. And you?
Doing pretty well.
Good. What's on your mind?
I have a question. If you have money left in your 529 after your child graduates, what can you do with that money?
Buy a new car for yourself. That's not good advice, folks, because there are penalties. Actually, Adam is very knowledgeable about 529s because he has a couple of kids growing up. So I'll just turn it over to him, and he'll tell you some of the rules have changed lately, so there's some new possibilities here, too.
Well, first of all, if that happened to you, congratulations, because not many people get their kids through college with money left over, because college is just crazy expensive these days. I saw recently where some of the better schools in the country, private schools, are $60,000+ a year in tuition. So if that happened to you, congratulations. But you actually have a lot of options at that point. If you have other kids, that money can actually be transferred to their 529 plans and used for them. Or it's not just your kids, though. It can be used for a ton of your family members. So if you have grandkids, if you have even cousins that need it, you could do that if you're feeling generous. In some cases, actually, when people have a 529, their kid actually gets a scholarship. So then you don't need that money to pay for their tuition. You actually can get that money back out in the amount of the scholarship, and there's no penalty involved in that. So
it's not taxable.
Correct. So if that is the situation you're in, that's a great way to get the money back and do whatever you want with it. The last resort is always taking it out without using it for anything related to any type of schooling or education. And it comes at a little bit of a penalty, but it's not that bad. You get the initial deposits that you made back without any penalty or taxes, because it's after tax money that went in. And the growth on it then is taxed when it's taken out, plus a 10% penalty, but it's only the growth portion. So if you contributed $40,000 or something, and say you had $5,000-$10,000 in growth, you would get taxed on that money plus 10%, but it's only going to be on that $10,000 that you get back. One other option that you have too is to make sure that you've covered everything for that student's education. So you can now get a computer, which I talked about a couple of weeks ago. You can buy a computer for them. You can do housing. You can do food,
transportation,
anything related to that child going to school that money can be used for. So make sure you've covered all your bases before you end up paying that penalty. But that is always an option.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
We also have a trivia question, Jane, if you'd like to take a shot at it.
Okay, what is it?
How many years have we added to life expectancy during the last 50 years?
Eight.
You are a winner.
Wow. Good guess.
Nice guess. The numbers are actually 8 for women, 10 for men. The average is 9. And I said I would take the average or the plus or minus 1. You win. We'll take your address off air, and we'll send you a Publix gift card. How's that?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to have to take a break, so it was perfect timing. Thanks. All right. Lines are open, 222-8255. Trivia question has been won. How about that? This relates to Social Security and how long we've got before it actually goes broke, which will not happen in 2016, believe me. All right, after the break, we've got a couple things coming up. I have a public service announcement, and we're going to hear from the millennial on the way they see the world, which is probably pretty realistic if they've been through some of the stuff that some of them have been through so far. And Megan's a classic example of that. So don't go anywhere. We'll see you right after the short break. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour.
Hugh Hewitt, Laura Ingram, Dennis Prager, The Savage Nation, Mark Levin, WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Belgian authorities have raided dozens of homes and arrested a dozen suspects in a major anti-terrorism investigation. They say the raids were carried out amid fears that an attack may have been imminent. Belgium's prime minister says the nation would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. A French prosecutor says two suspects with links to the killer of two French police officials will be tried on terrorism charges connected to those killings. Both individuals had been convicted in 2013 of links with a terrorist group. The prosecutor had until this morning to release the two or pursue charges, which is now going to be the direction they take. President Obama making a pitch for America's national parks. He's giving a speech today at Yosemite National Park in California, where he and his family spent the night after touring an underground cave at Carlsbad Caverns National Park in New Mexico. More details at srnnews.com.
Bring any deal at all, to Woody Folsom Ford, and we'll do one thing. We'll wear it out. Better get to Baxley for South Georgia, North Florida's most amazing selection of new Ford cars, trucks, crossovers, and SUVs. Hey, around 400 new F-Series trucks on the ground. Only 24 total 15 models of new Fords remain. 15 model year Mustang, C-Max, Expedition, and Taurus. Zero for 60. Select 15 model year F-150s. Knock up to 10,000 right off the top.
Bring any deal and we'll wear it out.
Hey, there ain't nothing to it but to go on and do it, to talk to us.
Better get the Baxley where the dealing's done. F-150, Super Duty, Service Body, Flatbeds, Goosenecks, and Check. Get on in here and we'll pop a deal on you. I done told you something.
Best selection, service, price, and financing is yours at Woody Folsom Ford. Bring any deal and we'll wear it out.
76 supply. See dealer for details.
Nice.
Bang, shang-a-lang.
It's your choice. It's your path. We would like to introduce you to Osprey Village, your carefree coastal retirement living solution in beautiful Amelia Island. As professional lifestyle advisors, our goal is to assist prospective members in drawing a map for their future so they can make an informed decision in alignment with their chosen goals. Let us introduce you to the big world of retirement living and what it looks like at Osprey Village. On Tuesday, July 19th, we're bringing the beach to you. Join us for an informative luncheon at the Deer Creek Country Club in Jacksonville. Space is limited. Call 904-491-2412 to RSVP. Let's discuss your goals, dreams, and fears. We promise to introduce you to like-minded individuals who have traveled similar paths and to assist you in determining if a move to Osprey Village is the right choice for you. Call today at 904-491-2412. That's 904-491-2412. Or go online at osprey-village.com.
The President of the United States is calling his political opponents enemies. He doesn't even call our enemies enemies, let alone, I mean, China. No, they get the red carpet. Russia, you know, we're going to reset the button with Russia. You know, Islam, you can't say Islamic jihadists. We don't call them enemies. I mean, do we even call ISIS? We call them ISIL.
Laura Ingram, weekdays at 9 on WBOB, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Well, roads are running pretty good, but watch out for the service vehicles at a structure fire at San Jose Boulevard at Sunbeam Road. So use some caution there. 70% chance showers. As for this afternoon, mostly cloudy skies through this evening. High to 85, overnight low 75 with a little more rain this evening. 84, current temperature, WBOB, AM 600, the answer.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Megan Todd.
And we have a couple things to do before we get deeper into our topics. The first one is tell you that this segment is sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Call Troy at 662-9794. And then when you wake up, like I did this morning, look out, your lawn looks real pretty because he was there yesterday.
Good. Well,
boy, this is a growing year, too.
I was going to say, this weekend should help that as well. Looks like there's some rain in the forecast.
I got grass growing where I didn't think I could ever grow grass again. It's been such a good year. It's going to keep him busy. 636-9794. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and in here.
And happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you. We have a couple of them going around. And a very big special happy birthday to my Spanish daughter, Miriam, who was an exchange student who lived with us for a while and is just like part of our family, who may be listening from Spain over the internet because she does that quite a bit.
Yep, Madrid.
Yeah, how about that? Adam has actually been over to see her. Okay, what was the next thing? I'm missing something, aren't I? Maybe not.
Well, I had set up that that question from Brenda earlier, but it looks like we may have another call. So
we won't
get too deep into it yet.
All right, I want to say a word about the Jacksonville Humane Society because they are having their fundraiser. I've been talking about it for a couple weeks. Any money that you give to the Humane Society for the next few days or weeks is going to be matched by the generosity of the Stein family. So if you want to do a double whammy and help our little furry friends as well as the dogs and cats they take care of. I don't know if Denise is listening or not. I couldn't resist. Anyway, go out to the Humane Society. They'll give you a tour of the place. They're undergoing a massive construction project. It's absolutely beautiful. And last week, they had a free adoption weekend. 233 animals got placed.
Wow.
That is fantastic. There are plenty more for making your choices. And if you're either current or active military and you want to adopt a pet, it's always free for you. How about that? Pete, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Wonderful. Are you a father?
I am a father. Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. And let me pass that along to all the fathers out there. Hope everybody has a great day.
Wonderful. What's on your mind today?
We own a home over in Tallahassee that is now a rental home. We were living in it, but upside down in it. Bought it at the wrong time in the market. And it's rented out, but it's a negative cash flow. Only about $150 a month, but still that's negative. At the same time, I've got money in an IRA, and I have turned 59 and a half. And I was sitting there thinking about this. I said, well, that money in the IRA is only getting 3%. Meanwhile, I've got a negative cash flow in that house. So it kind of makes, I'm thinking, well, it's a no-brainer. Should we just pay off this house over in Tallahassee and get away from this? First of all, get out from under the PMI payment, and second of all, you know, hopefully pay it off soon so that we're not paying 4%.
You want to keep
it? Am I missing something?
Is there a reason you want to keep it?
No.
So
I just can't sell it right now because we owe about $10,000 more than.
Okay, that was the number I was looking for.
And also, Pete, what is the amount you would need to pay off to get rid of that PMI?
Almost 30.
Okay, so substantial.
About 28, I think it came up with, is what they figured to get us down to 80%.
How much IRA money do you have?
We've got, that I could pull out right now, 125, I think.
Okay, so it would cost you ordinary, it's not a Roth, is it? Your IRA?
I've got some in a regular and some in a Roth.
Oh, there you go. How much is in the Roth? Do you have $10,000 in there?
At least.
Okay.
A little bit more.
I would put that house up for sale and try to get something going where you've got about $10,000 that you're going to owe at closing, and I'd take money out of the Roth and do it, and you'll have no tax impact. Now, you might have some depreciation recapture. Go over this with your tax preparer or CPA. And make sure that you understand all of the consequences, because depreciation recaptures at 25%. They will hit you for taxes on that. But you can draw anything out of that Roth if it's got that much money in it. Have you had it for 5 years or better?
Yes.
Good. So that's the way I would do it, just to minimize your taxes. Now, there's one way I could reverse my decision here. If you are in a 10 or 15% tax bracket, then I would take it out of your traditional if it doesn't bump up your bracket. So you need to do some tax planning before you do this. But it's just an albatross. That house is something that doesn't add to your lifestyle. It's not adding to your income. It's something right. that you would just like to be done with. I'd get it yeah. done.
And the thing with houses, too, it's you're always on a countdown to needing a new roof or a new air yep. conditioner. And once you get one of those things, then your $100 a month goes, I mean, that whole budget gets blown out of the water.
Yeah, we did that. I said we were losing money, but we did have to put a roof on it. It's been a year and a half, almost 2 years now, so we haven't recovered from that. But you're saying instead of use the money to try to get it paid off, just to maybe just use the money to cover our loss in a sale.
Yep, just get rid of it. Take money to closing. Those are words that nobody likes to hear, but it's very practical.
Well, as long as it's not too much.
Right. $10,000 I would do.
Say again?
At $10,000, I wouldn't hesitate to have you do that. I think
okay,
you're,
well, I appreciate
it'll
your
ruin
advice,
your yeah. exposure. It'll improve your lack of exposure. How do I put that? In other words, it's cheap to get out at $10,000. How's that?
Yeah, but I mean, as long as you're taking into account realtor fees and right. closing costs and all of that, too, because that if that's on top of your $10,000 and you're getting up towards $20,000 or something, that's where it may not be as good
I
of
think,
an idea.
Do you ever get over there? Do you ever drive over? To Tallahassee?
We do, but we have a manager who takes care of everything.
Okay, I'd get a hold of a good real estate person over there and get some kind of plan together with that real estate person. Say, how much can we get for this? What would our closing costs be? Can you whip me up sort of a HUD statement on it? And if that number comes in between $8,000 and $15,000 or so, then I'd go ahead and execute it. But if it's up around $20,000 or $30,000, then you might want to rethink.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then I would look more at paying it down enough to get the PMI right. gone, and that way at least you'd be cash flow neutral,
yeah,
possibly,
exactly.
and even maybe on the plus side a little bit.
Yep. I think that's good advice.
That's what got us into this. Yeah, that's what got us into this, was getting it down so that we would no longer have to pay the PMI. But then I got to thinking about just having it, you know, is it worthwhile to have it as an investment?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean,
rental houses are terrible.
You know, returns are so low for, you know.
If you want to... You want to get some better investments, call us at the office. We won't be suggesting rental houses in Tallahassee, I promise you.
Well, I mean, Tallahassee, if you got to pick somewhere, it's not a bad market. You have a whole new crop of students every year that need places to live.
That's why I'm hoping you can do this quickly. Just get out of it. You'll rest a lot better at night, I think.
Great. Okay, well, I appreciate the advice.
All right, thanks, Pete. We appreciate the call. That's when people accuse us of being very negative about real estate, and there's only one reason for that.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That reason.
I'm a landlord myself, and mm-hmm. I wish I could not be.
And I have been, and I'm going to change the subject just like that. All right. Megan, you want to start out? And I think we're going to get interrupted by our next break, but that's fine because that'll give us a chance to talk about things over the break time itself. So this is the viewpoint of a millennial as to, I guess, the financial situation that they find themselves coming into. Take it away, Miss Todd.
All right. We always hear about how our generation is in big trouble when it comes to finances. We have seen the economy go up and down, and that makes us wonder if we'll find a job after graduation. Students who went to college to earn degrees have not been able to make money while in school and now worry about being on their own. We take whatever job we can find, not necessarily in the field we're interested in, just to pay the bills. On top of that, prices for everything keep increasing, so my generation is stressed out about making enough money to get by. We forget that there's a time when we won't be able to work for that livelihood anymore because it seems so far away. One of my biggest worries is the talk about Social Security going bankrupt. Social Security was supposed to be this safe place for our money when we need it in the future, but most likely it won't exist when we need it. And because there might not be Social Security, we have to work harder and longer hours to make up for the gap in our retirement savings. Worst yet, every millennial has to fund about one-third of the current retiree's current monthly income. It costs more money to retire than anyone in our generation can imagine.
That is all true, yeah. And all scary as well. I mean, I can see why you wouldn't be planning 40 years in advance when you're 20 years old. It's too hard to think about. It makes a lot of sense.
All right, we're up on a hard break, so we're going to pick up this topic after the break and talk about some of the points that Megan just made and some of the things that we think you can do about it if you're a millennial. And that one, the rule is very simple. Get started. And I've got some very interesting numbers right here in my stack of stuff about what it means to get started early by the time you get my age. All right, don't go away. You're listening to the Van Wee Financial Hour. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers. Call 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call.
Call 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. 800-965-1293. Has your health insurance changed or is it about to change? Are you or did you move to a different state, change jobs, get a divorce, get married, or have a baby? Then you know what? You may qualify for a special health insurance enrollment period for the affordable Obamacare plans. And to find the right plan, you can get free help right now from Health Markets. They'll help you choose the right plan from over 140 different companies, plus help you maximize your Obamacare free government subsidies. Why pay a penny more than you have to for health insurance? Call anytime, day or night, to learn more about the special enrollment period to qualify for Obamacare. Here's our number. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Not available in all states.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And I'm Megan Todd.
And we will pick up right where we left off with Megan after I remind everybody that lines are open, 904-222-TALK. It's 222-8255. Hey, Megan was giving us her comments on the passing scene, so to speak, from the viewpoint of a millennial, and I wanted to pick it up right where it left, and then there's a couple things I want to talk about, because when I read her thoughts, I was not surprised at all, and it really is, it's almost a conflict of interest to be her age. That's what we got to talk about, so carry on.
Alrighty. So, how can our generation think about saving for retirement when we've just started looking for jobs? Does $250,000 sound like a good amount? Most millennials would answer yes, and that is because we have not dealt with this kind of money, ever. How can we understand that $20,000 a year, at $20,000 a year, that money would run out in a little over 12 years? $20,000 a year isn't enough to live on now, let alone in the future with inflation. Having to think about this while sitting in an interview makes interview for a job makes you a lot more nervous. We feel we have to have everything planned out with 5 backup plans just so we can relax in 50 or 60 years. Now, one thing my generation is good at is using the internet. This is a great tool for research and referrals, but it becomes a base for too much information. We want to start saving early. What is the right way to do it? Stick the money in a bank account and maybe earn 1% a year? It won't grow fast enough. Thinking about an IRA or an individual retirement account? Where do you get an IRA? How does it work? Will it be enough? Do I put some money now and then just leave it alone, or do I need to put money in every year? If so, how much do I need to put in? But more importantly, how much can I afford to put in? And then we start looking into the stock market, bonds, and CDs. And I'm sorry, if you don't have a degree in finance, like the lovely gentleman I'm with today, it is a hard world to understand. So do we just buy some stocks and see what happens? No, we want to make money, not just throw it away. So the question becomes, do we hire someone else to help us earn money? We are young and naive. We hear so many stories about companies robbing people blind. So then we do more research, and it becomes even more confusing. Say you find a good financial planner to work with. There are still no guarantees in stocks, bonds, CDs, or anything to do with money. No matter what we do, we could still lose it all or never have enough. And that is the scariest thing. Taking the first step with the uncertainty of it all is the biggest hurdle for me and many in my generation.
Well done. I'm going to comment on that in just a moment. But first, Carl, welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a question about the advisability of annuities in my retirement portfolio. I can give you a little background if that would be helpful.
Yeah.
About $600,000 in retirement assets divided pretty equally between a Roth and a regular IRA. I've got a small pension and 80% coverage toward my retiree health care. I have a long-term care policy, and I have a permanent life insurance policy that is going to be when I leave my children as their inheritance.
Okay. Well, how old are you?
I'm 61.
Okay. Are you still working?
Just part-time. I plan to retire and move to Florida here later this year.
Good choice.
Excellent choice. I recommend it highly. Are you going to file Social Security early, on time, late? Got a plan?
I was dependent on how my investments perform. Haven't really decided that. I obviously could, or I could wait. So I have some flexibility, depending on how my investments do.
Married?
No, single.
Okay. That changes some things, especially for Social Security. What you have is a complicated situation, and there's no right or wrong answer to it. Everybody needs a base amount of permanent income. Those things are pensions. They are Social Security. The rest of it has to be made up through annuities. So there's a chance that something like that would be a good idea, but there's too much money at stake to make a judgment over a quick conversation on the radio. And what you really should do is come in for a session with us in the office and really talk about what your needs and goals are, and then how to allocate the money for doing the most things the best way for you over the rest of your life. And if that sounds like a good idea, we're real easy to reach.
Yeah, and one thing to keep in mind with annuities is, even if you don't come and see us, is just go into an annuity meeting or a meeting with an annuity broker thinking, all right, I am just going to buy this to make up the income gap that I need. If your budget is $5,000 a month in what you spend, and right now you have $4,000 coming in, you need $1,000 a month. Don't get sold an annuity. Tell the guy what you want and make sure that the product that you're given meets that income need. That is the only reason to get an annuity. Don't buy it as an investment.
Right. Annuities are not investments. They're income-generating devices that shift risk to an insurance company. So the way that our friends say this who are in that business, they say the annuity will solve a problem. So first you have to identify the problem, which could be, I need another $1,000 a month. Okay, now you can design an annuity that will solve that problem. But you never start with the annuity and look for a problem or look for a solution to a non-existent problem. It's always a result of pre-planning when that's the conclusion you draw. So whether or not you decide to come and see us, I think you would benefit from it if you did. We always recommend that you look for fee-only certified financial planners, interview two or three, and you might find that you wind up doing this. You might find that you don't, but it will be the results of a study about your personal situation. How's that?
Very good.
All right. Fine. We would love to hear from you. 685-1505 or on the internet. Go to Vanway Financial. You can schedule that way. And I'd love to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carl. And
good luck with your move to Florida.
Yeah, no kidding. See you later. That's a great question.
It is.
That question does not get discussed often enough.
That situation that he just laid out is exactly what we do in the office.
It is.
Those are our clients, the people that just need to know exactly how they are going to have a comfortable retirement, and they're in the process of thinking about it and planning for it, and hopefully we can guide them along the right path.
I got through that whole discussion without slamming annuity salesmen.
Well, yeah, it's the salesman. It's not the product. Right. That's what bothers us.
Yeah, we get accused of hating annuities. We don't. It's the salespeople we don't like. All right, Megan. What do you do if you're a millennial and you know that you got to start saving and everything's so expensive, including keeping your parents' Social Security coming over and over, and that's just such a gigantic burden, I guess. What I said about something of a conflict of interest, how can you be young and trying to get started, you want to get it, a job, then you want to get a house, you want to get a car, and you want to start a family and all those wonderful things. Meanwhile, you're supporting Social Security people, and meanwhile, you want to start saving. It's got to conflict anybody. But the point is, age is everything. If you start saving when you're 25 years old, this is to get to $1 million by the time you're going to retire. It only takes $300 a month saved. If you're 55 and you want to do the same thing, it's $5,700 a month.
That's a pretty big difference.
That's a big nut. So every day that you start is better than waiting another day. The first question I ever asked Megan when I met her, quite some time ago actually now, I said, how much do you think you're going to need to retire on? And much to my amazement, she said, $4 million? And I said, yes, you were raised correctly to understand what it means to have true financial security. Take the amount that you want on a monthly basis, and then remember inflation's coming too, but even in current dollars, take that amount, multiply it by 25. That's how much money you got to put away to do it, and that's at a 4% withdrawal rate. So you should look at that as the minimum amount that's going to service your needs for the rest of your life. Now, if you're 21 now, like Megan is, imagine what $1 million is going to be worth when you're 67. So it's unfathomable how much it's going to take to get along. And the only good answer to that is to get started. Now, the part about using an advisor, somebody like us, there are new platforms coming out. We have one. They're called Robos. They're specifically for younger people. We can get you started on something that you can sort of put on cruise control. And it will, by the time you're old enough to think about it, it will give you that solid base that over the years is going to amount to the quantity of money that you're going to need to retire. Toughest thing in the world is to take young people and tell them the importance of getting started right now. But it's the only way you're going to live a really, really fun retirement life. All right, we'll talk more about it next week. Thank you to Megan. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Adam will be gone next week. He's on vacation in about 8 seconds. So I'll see you with Mitch next week. This is the Vanway Financial Hour.